All right, we'll get started. Just kind of recapping last week, I thought that we improved in some areas. Still, we're striving to get much better in a lot of things, and hopefully that will come to fruition this week against the Colts. They're good. They got a good returner in the Bray kid. He's a dynamic kid that has speed to get around the edge, can get vertical on you. So our coverage units are going to really be challenged there. And then, you know, they got a obviously, Vinatieri has been kicking a long time, and I think his record and what he does stands for itself. And then they have a rookie punter who's also handling their kickoff stuff. He's a rookie by his age, but he's been playing like a veteran. So we have a lot of challenges. They're good in the core, and with that, I'll answer any questions.
But just reading between the lines and what he said, that you didn't really want him bringing the football out of the end zone last week in Baltimore. Was that just because of their coverage unit? You didn't want to risk it inside the 20 tackle or what?
I think there's a lot of factors that go into that. I know we've discussed it before. Probably to the naked eye, it looks like a short kick. But when the hang is at a certain hang, I mean, when you start getting into the 4-2s, 4-3s, that actually – in my opinion, adds distance to the kick, even though it might not look like it. Whereas maybe sometimes a guy might bring it out 9 yards deep, and maybe the hang time's at 3-7. So sometimes when you're evaluating things and what to do and when to do them, it depends on those factors and where the other team's getting down and where they're at with relationship to when you catch the football. I've also stated, like, for some kickers, you know, they miss hit a kickoff and the ball's rolling around back there and everyone goes, gosh, what a terrible kickoff. And then when you hit your stopwatch and you hit it when he picks the ball up and finally fields it, you go, wow, that was about a 4-1 hang. I mean, it got there in 2 seconds, but by the time he handled it, it actually bought you some hang time. So I think those are factors that we always go into every week, and you're on the road and those type of things. And I thought he did a really good job. He's smart, and I know I keep saying it all the time, but he handled that real well, I thought.
He did bring the one out. I think he only got to, like, the 17. Is that sort of a teachable moment for him?
No, I think that where he was at, that was one that he needed to bring out in that situation. And Baltimore's, I mean, probably to the naked eye, there wasn't a lot of things that people said, well, neither team really did anything. But when you watch the tape, I mean, there were some – they're a good special teams unit. And, I wouldn't call it a teachable moment. We knew what we were facing there in their coverage unit, and I think that's sometimes why we decide when to keep it in and when to bring it out and when to take chances and when not to take chances.
That high kickoff seems to be almost as a little bit of a defense for special teams as, you know, kicking it through the end zone. Do you have stuff set up where, you know, for those type of returns where they're not trying to kick it into the end zone. They're trying to get it to drop it, you know, at the five-ish and force.
No, you do. You always have a plan going in with regards to what are you going to do to try to handle that. And then, you know, the other fun part about game plan, that type of stuff, is who are the people running down? Where are they putting them? Indianapolis, they move their people all around, you know, so figuring out matchups and those type of things can sometimes be difficult. But every week we always go into a plan with, okay, if it's deep kick, we can bring it out. If it's a short kick, yes, this return can theoretically handle those problems, and that's how we look at it.
The operations of the punt team seemed to be much more efficient in this past game. Did it seem like it all went so much better?
I thought it was efficient all the way after the first punt in the Pittsburgh game, to be honest with you. And those kids, we still have a long way to go. But I think we're trending in the right direction. We'll see this weekend.
This penalty on David Njoku on the other sideline, is that a gray area there, or is that an automatic if you keep blocking? I mean, I didn't see it on film.
David did a great job of taking his man and letting him know that we're going to play physical. And I was obviously we have to eliminate the penalties. But it was one of those things. Yes, he was engaged with his man, took him out of bounds, and at a certain point in time, you kind of have to let him go. But those are I'd much rather correct those mistakes, aggressive, tough, physical mistakes, as opposed to a guy not wanting to get after it. So I'd say that he does a nice job blocking in the punt return game when you watch him. I mean, he's long, he's athletic, and he has strong hands, so he's going the right way.
Coaches often have to play like sports psychologists. How are you doing that with your Brill? Because he just seems like he wants to make such a difference, but there's a side of it where he has to be patient too.
Well, I don't have to really do any psychology with that guy. I mean, he's good and he's smart. I think good players recognize when they have to take chances and when they don't have to take chances. And at the same time, you know, we have to, as coaches, we help him. For example, when Tucker tried a 68 yarder right there, you know, it was right before the half. And Jabril immediately thought, should I go back as a returner? Because that's almost the situation where you do those things. And we felt like we were getting some good pressure off the edge. And we said, you know what, Jabril, we're going to keep you right there at that point, because if you miss it, we're going to get the ball at that spot. Because if you return it, obviously you got to return it at least past that spot in order to be an efficient play. But, no, he's that guy, you know, Sam Cook did a great job of not letting them have returns. And I think there's for a young player, he is being respected, and I think that he understands that and is smart about. I don't see that guy hitting the panic button of like, hey, I have to try to do something here. That's not who he is, because he's just a good football player. He lets things come naturally to him.
What's the best piece of advice you'd give Jabril returning at a dome this week?
Well, I mean, obviously, weather should not be a factor. They're saying rain is definitely out of the forecast. But, you know, their punter, he can go. This young rookie does a great job of putting it right and left, and you don't know exactly where it's going to go. So I think it's kind of goes back to when you had Devin Hester and you had Josh Cribbs and Travis Benjamin, and you have to be patient, and you don't know when those opportunities are going to arise. And when an opportunity arises, you got to take advantage of it. But you know, we'll do our best. We want the ball in his hands and give him opportunity to make plays.
Have you crossed paths with Vinatieri a lot?
No, I haven't. You know, just in pregame. Obviously, I really respect what he's done in this league. I mean, for the guy to, number one, kick at the level that he's still doing, it's unbelievable to me. And you know, I'll look forward to seeing him in pregame, just because I respect the game and I respect players that do it as long as what he's done at that level.
So to put you in an unfair spot, Chris Tabor's putting together the all-time team of guys he's coached or coached against. Are you taking Vinatieri or Phil Dawson?
Wow, guys, I'm a Phil Dawson fan. Let's don't ever forget that.